Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. As you well know, I've complained many, many times about laws that will only target one group of people. They're just not fair. It separates people and it makes some better than others. This is a case where I had a video up the other day and I was talking about my two articles that I read where a woman was complaining about getting whistled at, and then just a year later she was complaining she wasn't. And somebody said, well, it's a crime, so you can't do it anyway. And I said, geez, I didn't know that. So I went looking and digging around a little bit, and I found the article, and I wanted to kind of go over this a little bit, because this is the kind of thing that drives me crazy. It just drives me nuts. You can't make a law that's only good for one group of people. You just can't do it. It is against every right that we have as citizens of any country. So here from Newsbeat on BBC, wolf whistling can now be reported as a crime. And it says here, wolf whistling at a woman can now be treated as a hate crime. Not a guy, not anybody else, just women. They say any offense where a woman is intimidated or targeted by a man can be classed as a crime by police in Nottinghamshire. It's not a new law, just a new category of an existing one, and it's first for the UK. Some reckon wolf whistling has become socially acceptable, while others think it's threatening and a serious problem. So what's exactly new? Nottinghamshire police say it will expand its categories in crime to include misogynistic incidents. No misandry, just misogyny. We've been working with the police for about a year now, explains Melanie Jeffs from Nottingham's Women's Center. We had a woman come in to us to say they had concerns about what was happening to them in public spaces. Melanie said she heard a whole range of stories from men leaning out of windows to women being followed. The new strand of crime, which records abuse specifically aimed at women, will be added to the already existing five areas: disability, gender identity, race, religion, and sexual orientation. How is this not separating out more gender? Let me give you an example. I looked over on street harassment on Wikipedia. It says here in statistics, a representative survey of 2,000 Americans was commissioned in 2014 by activist group Stop Street Harassment and conducted by GFK. 65% of women and 25% of men reported having been the victims of street harassment in their lives. Let me say that again. 25% of men, with 20% of it coming from lone female women. So now you're saying basically that 20%, that 20% of men that were harassed, that's fine. That's okay. Well, they're men. This law does not cover that. This only covers women getting harassed. Now, why can we not just make this a general law that says if anyone feels that they're targeted attack, if anyone feels that they're being selected out, if anyone feels that they're being harassed, then that's against the law? I'd be okay with that. I mean, I've still never seen it happen, and I've never heard of anybody that has first person. Again, I think this is one of those things where people are making a little bit more out of it than it is because of the popular victim culture we have currently. But again, why not make this law cover everyone? They finish off by saying, this is something that pleases Kay, who's been a victim of misogynistic incident. I just look away and carry on walking, she says. I don't think we should be used to it. If a woman feels vulnerable, then they should be able to take action against it. What about a guy feeling vulnerable? Why can't a guy feel vulnerable? I mean, I don't know about you, but if I were walking down a street by myself, all 5'7" of me and 150, 60 pounds, whatever I am, and three guys were walking after me, whistling and coming after me a little, I'd probably be a little nervous, especially if they were big dudes. But what if it was a group of women? Now, again, we say, well, men don't care. It doesn't matter if we care or not. It should be against the law. What's good for thee, but not for me. You can't do that. So this is an incident, once again, where the laws are one-sided. I looked this up in France as well, and it happens there too. On to France. Again, this is a little bit older, but I didn't know any of this was actually against the law, but I'll read one from France. Blowing the whistle, France may make wolf whistling and asking women for their phone number a criminal offense. Surveys show virtually all French women have been harassed on public transports, in the street, or elsewhere at some time. So now you can't even walk up to a woman and ask her phone number anymore. And then women wonder why they're not asked out on dates anymore and why normal, healthy, average men don't bother with them in public anymore. You're almost forced to do dating apps now because there's no such thing as having an organic meeting in the real world, because now you just go to jail for it, I guess. Wolf whistling is set to be banned in France as the government declares war on men harassing women. Again, why not people harassing people? Yes, men may do it more, but as I just said in the other survey, 20% of men were bothered by this. Why can't we just make the law anyone who harasses anyone? Done. But no, you have to single out men, as usual. Just another law against men. This kind of thing just annoys me to no end. Under the new plans, bugging women for their telephone numbers and following them could also be prohibited. Okay, so let's say following. All right, I'm walking down the street. There's a woman ahead of me. For some reason, a bald guy with a beard makes her uncomfortable. We just happen to be going in the same direction, but she stops a police officer, turns around and says, he's been following me for three blocks. And I say, I'm just going down to this store over here. Sir, he's made me feel very uncomfortable. Am I getting a ticket? How do you prove these laws? You know, more and more, this is becoming some weird dystopian, like 1984 thing. These are all laws you cannot prove. You can't prove unless a police officer's there. And let's say I don't open a door for a woman, or I accidentally bump into her and somehow she's upset. Is it not just too easy to go, well, officer, that guy just asked me for my phone number and whistled at me and made some noises. I am uncomfortable. And I get a huge fine, or I get a criminal write-up? You can't give people this kind of power. It will be abused. It's already being abused with the Title IX cases in colleges, and it's being abused in false allegations. They continue on. The crackdown comes after surveys show virtually all French women have been harassed on public transport, in the streets, or elsewhere at some time. France's new leader, President Emmanuel Macron, has pledged to end this during the election campaign this year. Only a few countries, including Belgium and Portugal, have banned such behavior. The UK and others have broader laws against harassment in general, but none so specific. Some lawyers believe men should only be prosecuted when police officers witness an offense. That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm saying. Others say women should be able to file criminal lawsuits against offenders at a later date. Do you understand? Do you understand the problem with this? A girl can get back at her boyfriend. How? He breaks up with her. She's bothered by it. She just tells a friend, hey, he goes to the gym such and such a day. Will you make a report on him and say he did this? Now, the guy might not know this female friend, so he has no idea that it might be an ex-girlfriend that called him out on this. And all of a sudden, he's got a false charge against him. This is the kind of stuff you can't do. You cannot control people's behavior. You can control if something is against the law, but you can't give people this kind of control to control others. It will be abused. It always is. Always. But Marlene Schiappa, the Undersecretary for Gender Equality, defended the plan and gave example of behavior that would be illegal. She said, you're a woman and in an underground train. I'm a man. I follow you. You get off the train, I get off the train. You get on another train, I get on one too. I ask you for your telephone number. I ask again a third time. You feel oppressed. That's street harassment. Okay, so what are the limitations? I ask you for your phone number. You say no. You get off the train, I get off the train, because that's my stop. Have I done something wrong at this point? Maybe, maybe not. It depends. You can't have a law based on it depends. It doesn't work. She continues on. Giles William Goldenell, a lawyer, accuses Ms. Schiappa of seeking to outlaw heavy Latin chain chat up lines. He said the only consequences of the law would be to enrich feminist lawyers and to clog up the court system. You know, I gotta agree. I mean, you know, you cannot make these arbitrary laws that have no defined definition. If I steal a pen from you, it's theft. If I break into your car and steal a pen from you, it's, I guess you'd call it breaking and entering, maybe, or if I do it from your home, breaking and I don't know the laws that well, and to steal a pen, then it's breaking and entering and theft. If I punch you, break into your car and steal your pen, it's assault or aggravated assault, plus breaking and entering, plus stealing. You see how this goes. What is the law for following somebody? How far? Do I have to talk to them, or can it be just headed in the general direction? What if it's at night and it's foggy and it frightens her a little bit? Am I just, is it my fault that I was too close? Is 100 meters far enough away? Do I have to stop and just stand there like a frog until she's gotten far enough away from me? I think she feels safe. What if I'm late for my train and she's walking towards the train and I start jogging to my train and she thinks I'm chasing after her now? Is that a crime? You can't have all these arbitrary rules. So, you know, again, we keep talking. Why do men keep slipping further and further and further away out of society? Why do men keep disappearing from social functions? Why don't men date anymore? Why don't men ask anyone out anymore? Why don't men spend money at the movies? Why are men just evaporating? This is why. You want to force every guy in your society to eventually just work from home or find a job where he can work alone or with other men and then go back to his man cave and hide? This is what does it. Congratulations, France. Congratulations, UK. If you want to make society just bloody awful for everybody, you're doing a great job of it. See, I said the UK and then I said bloody. I don't know why I just did that. Guys, if you want to support my work, links are below. I've got Patreon and Subscribestar, as well as my Bitcoin and my PayPal. Please like, comment, and subscribe. I appreciate all that stuff that you guys do for me. Keeps my videos cranking out there and lets everybody else see the awesome stuff we're talking about. I will leave it there for the night. Guys, this is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Stay safe, stay smart, and remember, the wise warrior avoids the battle. Thank you.